Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. The Gossip of Valley View by Lucy Maud McGovery. Part 3. Next Sunday in church, young Thomas looked at Adelia Williams. He caught Adelia looking at him. Adelia blushed and looked guiltily away. Dang it all, reflected young Thomas, forgetting that he was in church. I suppose she has heard that fool story too. I'd like to know the person who started it, man or woman. I'd punch their head. Nevertheless, young Thomas went on looking at Adelia by fits and starts, although he did not again catch Adelia looking at him. He noticed that she had round rosy cheeks and twinkling brown eyes. She did not look like an old maid, and young Thomas wondered that she had been allowed to become one. Sarah Barnett, now, to whom report had married him a year ago, looked like a dried sour apple. For the next 4 weeks, the story haunted young Thomas like a specter. Down it would not. Everywhere he went, he was joked about it. It gathered fresh detail every week. Adelia was getting her clothes ready. She was to be married in seal brown cashmere. Vinnie Lawrence at Valley Center was making it for her. She'd got a new hat with a long ostrich plume. Some said white, some said gray. Young Thomas kept wondering who the man could be, for he was convinced that Adelia was going to marry somebody. More than that, once he caught himself wondering enviously. Adelia was a nice-looking woman, and he had not so far heard of any probable housekeeper. Dang it all, said young Thomas to himself in desperation. I wouldn't care if it was true. His married sister from Carlisle heard the story and came over to investigate. Young Thomas denied it shortly, and his sister scolded. She had devoutly hoped it was true, she said, and it would have been a great weight off her mind. This house is in a disgraceful condition, Thomas, she said severely. It would break Mother's heart if she could rise out of her grave to see it. And Adelia Williams is a perfect housekeeper. You didn't used to think so much of the Williams crowd, said young Thomas dryly. Oh, some of them don't amount to much, admitted Maria. But Adelia is all right. Catching sight of an odd look on young Thomas's face, she added hastily, Thomas Everett, I believe it's true after all. Now is it? For mercy's sake, don't be so sly. You might tell me your own and only sister, if it is. Oh, shut up, said young Thomas's young feeling reply to his own and only sister. Young Thomas told himself that night that Valley View gossip would drive him into an asylum yet, if it didn't let up. He also wondered if Adelia was as much persecuted as himself. No doubt she was. He never could catch her eye in church now, but he would have been surprised had he realized how many times he tried to. The climax came the third week in May, when young Thomas, who had been keeping house for himself for 3 weeks, received a letter and an express box from his cousin, Charles Everett, out in Manitoba. Charles and he had been chums in their boyhood. They corresponded occasionally still, although it was 20 years since Charles had gone west. The letter was to congratulate young Thomas on his approaching marriage. Charles had heard of it through some Valley View correspondence of his wife. He was much pleased. He had always liked Adelia, he said. Had been an old beau of hers, in fact. Thomas might give her a kiss for him if he liked. He forwarded a wedding present by express and hoped that they would be very happy, etc. The present was an elaborate hat rack of polished buffalo horns, mounted on red plush, with an inset mirror. Young Thomas set it up on the kitchen table and scowled moodily at his reflection in the mirror. If wedding presents were beginning to come, it was high time something was done. The matter was past being a joke. This affair of the present would certainly get out. Things always got out in Valley View. Dang it all, and he would never hear the last of it. I'll marry, said young Thomas decisively. If Adelia Williams won't have me, I'll marry the first woman who will, if it's Sarah Barnett herself. That was The Gossip of Valley View by Lucy Maud McGovery, Part 3. For previous recordings, please visit our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.